front of me here. Where would be a good source for them to get that?
Yep. So Hannah and I are at the credit union almost every day of the week. So if you would like your own flyer to be able to pass out or to have on hand, we have many of them printed off. Lofton prints and copy. We met with them last night. They actually donated several posters and quarter sheets for us. And so anybody in the community that would like one, we have many to go around.
All right. So you have an officer at the credit union?
Right when you walk in, the left-hand side of the vestibule.
All right. And obviously once the Y opens, then we'll transform it over to there. But if people want the information, want to talk to somebody face-to-face, right at the credit
union. We're right there.
Right at the credit union. It's very exciting. And like I've said many, many times, it's something that is going to, there's no doubt that it's going to make this a better community. It's going to be a building process. When people come to the area, they see the opportunities that are available. And with the possible extensions and additions down the line, it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing to see what this, I'm excited to see what this is going to do for the community.
I am as well, and it's really cool because we know why the USA and communities just like Park Falls around the country are looking at this why. Because for a long time, the Y has wanted to expand into smaller communities, and there hasn't been that opportunity. And we're one of the smallest Ys in the nation.
I was going to say, this has to be one of the smallest, right?
We are in the top three for smallest in the country. And so this opportunity doesn't come around often. So there's a lot of eyes on us, and that's terrific news because based on our success in Park Falls, we're going to see Ys across the country pop up very similarly. Right now, the Stevens Point YMCA, they're building a Y in Wautoma. Mm-hmm. It's just essentially the same as Park Falls in size.
Yeah, and it's really become, when I was a kid, I'm going to really date myself here, but there were game rooms. There were arcades when I was a kid.
Right.
And that's where kids kind of hung out. And there were gyms. It seems like the schools were kind of, not that schools aren't a community kind of a center now, but there was more accessibility to gyms and stuff like that. And I kind of see the YMCAs as kind of bringing all that ability for kids in the summertime or off time to have a place to be, that they know that they can be safe. And parents can feel the same way, right?
Absolutely. I know that we've been going to the school district. We're there almost every day of the week, and we have several of the kids that come to us in the after school program, or that are in between sports on their way, or their way to sports between school, and they're asking about doing different clubs in our gathering place room, the former SEP office, which is kind of the community hub room. And we've had a lot of kids who want to do their own. They want to have some different programs, like they want to do a Rubik's Cube club and poetry club and all of these different programs. And this, like, if you have the kids, we can find the space for you. And so when you look at summer and giving kids a safe place to be and a positive environment for them to thrive in, that's what we're going to be.
All right, Scott. Well, we thank you for the update today. Anything we missed that you wanted to pass along, Scott?
No. If anybody is interested in signing up for our charter memberships, we're ready to go. We're going to be starting to sell those starting right away in March. Cool part about being a charter member is you get a cool charter membership swag hat. So a Flambeau River YMCA hat. We'll do a thank you certificate. And then once the Y is open and we've completed our charter memberships, we'll actually be doing a thank you charter memberships plaque that will live forever at the Y.
Man, fantastic.
And it'll have all the names on there for all of our charters.
Yeah, now's a good time for people to check their insurance and get that going, right?
Absolutely.
It's probably very simple if they just know what their insurance is or whatever their policy number or whatever. Guys, you guys can probably make a check on your end, right?
Yep, we can usually make a quick check on our end. Depending on which system, we might have to call Rhinelander because we don't have access to everything quite yet, but we can find out in a pretty quick hurry.
All right, fantastic. All right, Hannah, welcome aboard, and thank you so much for taking time to join us. It wasn't that painful, was it?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Scott, we appreciate the update. We'll chat with you again in March, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Joel.
Scott Schultz, director of our YMCA, joining us here on the 98Q Reality Radio.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is currently looking for motivated people to fill multiple positions, including one full-time salesperson, two part-time salespeople, and one full-time bow technician. All applicants must be 18 or older and possess a high school diploma or equivalent, and pay will be based on experience. If you love being outdoors, working with people, and learning about the newest outdoor gear, Bader Sports Center is the place for you. For more details or to pick up an application, stop in right at Bader's in Phillips on Highway 13, next to Pick and Save.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? PostFrame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood PostFrame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in Belgium and telling the Ukraine Defense Contact Group the war between Russia and Ukraine must end, and when a peace is negotiated,
we want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Today, President Trump meets with Narendra Modi, the leader of India. One question is whether the president will hit India with the tariffs he's imposed on other countries. A disappointing January inflation report, consumer prices 3% higher than a year ago. They were up half a percentage point from December's number. NOAA's Storm Prediction Center says there's an increased risk of tornadoes across the South later today, the highest threat in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, including cities like Hattiesburg and Montgomery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin DNR has announced that fire management crews will begin conducting prescribed burns on DNR properties after much-needed precipitation created ideal conditions in some areas of the state. These burns typically take place in cattail marshes, wetlands, and wet prairies, and are needed to support a healthy ecosystem for an abundance of plants and animals. They mimic the events of historic fire, but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions compared to most wildfires. When prescribed burns are happening near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. And for your safety, the DNR asks that you please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. The DNR also notifies local law enforcement and fire officials in advance about when and where the burns will take place. For a more detailed look at historic, current, and planned DNR prescribed burns, you can visit the DNR prescribed fire dashboard. February 22nd from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., the Monaco Fire Department is hosting their 7th annual Firehouse Chili Feed Challenge. This is $7 per person with a family discount of $5 per person, and proceeds will benefit the Firebird Foundation and Shop with a Cop. Once again, this is taking place February 22nd from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 9589 West Clausen Drive in Minocqua. Keeping kids safe in winter weather takes a little advanced planning. Lisa Hale has tips to help keep your children safe.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries possible, especially around midday today. Our high right around 10 with wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight back down to 12 below zero tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 14 below zero.
And it's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock and Reality Radio rolls on. We'll archive that interview we did with Hannah and Scott Schultz. For those of you who missed it, great information about the YMCA. It's a delve into the gray area. Gray Gunderson is with us. How are we doing, Gray?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing well. How's Joel?
I'm good. This is a rare moment where we don't have any guests, and I've been waiting for this, where the clock is not an issue, where we could delve into this pack of 1993 Kmart baseball cards with a stick of gum that, if you didn't hear earlier, this is what would have happened if we would have stuck the piece of gum from the 1993 pack of cards into our mouth.
Very few things hold greater nostalgia to me than baseball cards from my childhood. But while the cards are still good, is the gum? Let's find out. Taking me right back to 1988. Robbie Thompson's been holding it down for 34 years. Robbie, you've done a service to all of us. Bringing back memories. I am stoked. It's like somebody put their Dustbuster in reverse in my mouth. Fun fact, though.
There you go. Wow. That describes what it would have been like if this piece of gum that I reached for over here that you broke in half yesterday would have went into someone's mouth. It would have been like a Dustbuster in reverse.
The sound of the click it made when I broke it in half is archived on 98qcountry.com. Click on 98q podcasts. So something I've noticed about this pack of cards, Joel, I'm guessing this is not, I mean, it says collector's edition, but at the same time, I'm guessing this isn't a super desirable, like if you're hunting for cards, I doubt that one is in here. I say that because they didn't often give you a complete list of the contents of the box on the back of the box, right? That's not a normal practice for cards in general,
right?
For sports cards. But on the back of this one, it's baseball superstars. So the front, 33 super gloss photo cards with bubblegum. We verified the bubblegum. It does look like there's 33 cards. On the back, a list of 33 players.
Yeah, and the value of this, $1.97 back in 1993. And it's very rare that the value of a pack of cards like that didn't really go up much. You could probably buy this pack online for a couple bucks if you wanted to. But it was opened yesterday for the first time ever. And now we will open it up and we will reveal some of the names. We're not going to get some of the, oh, who's that? I don't know who that is names. These are going to be some of the superstars from 32 years ago. First time a card has been touched by a human hand. And Greg Gunderson gets the privilege of doing it. Who you got?
Well, so this is just the this is their advertisement for Topps Magazine. Of course, this is a Topps brand box of cards.
Oh, even though it's Kmart, it's a Topps brand
it
card.
It is. It's
okay.
Kmart Topps Collector's Edition. So they basically said, hey, let's make a low-dollar entry-level kind of card box, and we'll split the 50 cents profit on each box.
Yeah, I'm and sure. back in the day, and I don't think they do this as much anymore, but back then, Hostess, M&M's, I've got an endless list of companies that were given or that they gave money to Major League Baseball and said, hey, we want to make some baseball cards. And they said, sure, for, you know, $500,000, go ahead. I remember going to the Hostess bread shop, which still exists, by the way, in some cities. They actually have Hostess stores, and looking at loaves of bread, Wonder Bread, and picking the loaf of bread that had the card in it that I wanted, because there was a card that was somewhat visible inside of the loaf of bread. So here we go. 1993, never opened pack of Kmart Topps cards.
I believe I have a correction, Joel. These cards, I just took a really quick leaf through and looked at the top right corner of some of these, because I noticed the first one says 1990 NL.
Okay.
I think these are actually a little older than we thought.
Okay.
These are 35-year-old baseball cards. The first one is Cardinals left-handed pitcher Joe McGrane.
Oh, Joe McGrane. He was part of that 91 team that, or 87 team that the Twins beat in the World Series. So decent pitcher, superstar. I don't even know if he's a Hall of Famer.
Had a mullet in 1990, according to this picture. I can tell you that much.
I think that breaking news. I think most of the people you're gonna look at may have had mullets.
Ooh, okay, all right. So you're looking at McGrane, pitcher for the Cardinals. Bats right. He was 6'6", weighed in at 230.
Yeah.
Joe pitched a 6-hit, 6-0 shutout with 9 strikeouts at Chicago on June 10th of 1989. Hurled a 5-hit, 10-0 shutout versus the Expos June 14th of 1989.
Yes. They were a World Series team in 87, like I said. So, and I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but a good pitcher. A superstar, I guess.
His first big league shutout came in his third big league start, May 6th of 87.
He was inducted into the CCBL Hall of Fame,
Cape
which
Cod
I think is the Cape Cod Baseball League Hall of Fame. Didn't quite make the major league, but not too shabby.
Do the Yard Goats play in the CCBL?
The Hartford Yard Goats? I would hope so.
Oh, goodness. All right. Manager card here.
Oh.
I've got Tony La Russa and Roger Craig.
Oh, those are both Hall of Famers. Tony La Russa goes all the way back to the great days of the A's. And who's the other one?
Roger Craig.
Roger
Giants.
Craig with the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, a couple of coaching legends. Yes, sir.
Roger
superstars.
Craig, another giant, 6'4", literally a giant.
All right.
Okay, so we go on to second baseman for the Rangers, Julio Franco.
Yeah, pretty good. I don't know. I don't think he went on to a Hall of Fame career. But a superstar at the time, yes.
92 RBI in 1989, led all big league second baseman, produced 56 multiple hit games last season.
He is eligible for the Hall of Fame and has not been inducted.
Ooh.
In 2013, he received 1.1% of the vote and was not included on the ballot.
We've got an outfielder for the Athletics, Ricky Henderson.
Definite first ballot Hall of Famer. Is it the late Ricky Henderson now? I think I want to say I just may have killed somebody who's not dead. Ricky Henderson, 2009, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. His first year of eligibility, and I think I may have killed someone who's still alive.
Oh, wait. If you look at the bottom right there, Ricky Henderson, nicknamed Man of Steel, was an American professional baseball left fielder. The word was implies that it's not your fault.
I something is telling me that he passed away recently. He did, in December of this past year.
Wow.
Something in my brain went off on that. So
just a couple months ago.
He was a type of guy, he was that rare leadoff guy that would not only hit a home run, but if he got on first base, second base was just assumed. He was going to be there. Great, the greatest base stealer of all time, or in the top two or three, and I think the best leadoff hitter to ever play in the game.
Ricky Five Anderson. Records, including 8 stolen bases in series and 4 alone in game 2.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Good stuff. Ricky was the man.
We've got a right-handed pitcher here, Doc Gooden.
Dwight Gooden. Had a little drug problem, but he was when he was in his prime, he was unhittable. He was, you know, through mid-upper 90s at the time, which was pretty good. He got inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2006. But a controversial career with some legal problems that he had.
So I recognize that I don't know him as Doc. I know him as Dwight Gooden, and I say that because I am not, anybody can tell. It's really hard to tell, Joel. I think I'm blending in well, but I don't follow baseball yet. I'm trying to. But I've noticed Doc a lot because one of the websites I use when I'm researching this day in history talks about Dwight Gooden a lot, and specifically his dugout issues, mm-hmm. arguments with managers and other players on his team.
Yeah.
Like, he was apparently not an easy guy to get along with.
When you Google a guy's name and the first thing that comes up, it says Dwight Gooden is sober and has been since 2019, that just insinuates there's been issues before that.
Yep.
He's got a podcast out now, too. He's invoked into his career, so still going. Doc Dwight Gooden.
Okay, so Doc counts as, I mean, aside from the managers, I recognize the name Roger Craig, but Dwight Gooden is the most recognizable name to me so far. All right. I want to get in at least 2 more, though, because I accidentally just peeked ahead and found one that I really recognize from references from media, who I might have even seen a couple
times. This is pretty good, because this is what, 5 years before you were even on the planet, right?
Four years. I'm a 1994 kid.
Gotcha, okay.
So I've got Pedro Guerrero.
Yeah.
Designated and pinch hitter.
A great hitter.
And first base.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but one of those guys who had a short span where he was really, really dominant. He is a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. I'll stand corrected on that.
Huh?
For the Los Angeles Dodgers, a 5-time All-Star. He won the World Series in 1981. So obviously had a little longer career than what I remember, Pedro Guerrero.
Not even mentioned in this card from 9 years later.
Okay.
Here's the one that, here's the first name that I really, really recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Canseco.
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to, it's hard not to know who he is, right? I mean, he is infamous for the most buffoon outfield move in the history of baseball in right field when he went back to catch a fly ball and it hit off the top of his head and the ball bounced over the fence and was a home run. He was not known for his defense. He had a good arm, was not known for his defense because allegedly him and Mark McGwire were so juiced back then that they could hardly move. Although he could run a little bit, but the power that he had, the Bash brothers, him and McGwire was something else when they were in their prime. Just set aside whatever juice they were on. It was special to watch.
I also especially recognize him for references in the media. A lot of other people talking about Jose Canseco. He was very clearly topical at the time. The movie Liar Liar, Jim Carrey, where he spends a day, he can't tell a lie because of the wish that his son makes.
Yep.
That's at one point his kid wants to play catch in the yard. It's, you'll be Jose Canseco.
He outed Mark McGwire on steroids. He's still not in the Hall of Fame. And he wrote a book about all the steroid use in the game he admitted to using, and that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame right now. So we'll do a couple more here. We'll save them for another time, but we're enjoying opening, for the first time ever, a pack of Topps Kmart baseball cards from 1990, we determine now, that have never seen the light of day until this very moment.
Nice, glossy, high-quality looking, beautiful. They're still perfectly flat.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
I've got Ryne Sandberg.
All here. Cubs fans will know Ryne Sandberg, I don't even have to look it up, but I will. He's a Hall of Famer, Ryne Sandberg. He was inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005. One of the greatest Cubs players of the modern day history. Once you go back to the old days of some of the guys, then you start to talk about other players. But yeah, just a solid long career. Ryne Sandberg, second baseman, 16 years.
Drafted by the Phillies in June of 78, acquired by trade in 82.
Yep.
And, one season with the Phillies with an ugly batting average, but got her up there.
Won the NL MVP in 1984, 84 Rocks, good year. Being selected to the All-Star team 10 times. He was just a solid player.
I'd love to see how some of these little snippets age, because this one says, from 1990, including postseason play, Ryan has belted 21 home runs since he last committed an error at second base.
Yeah, not so much known for the bat as the glove. 10 Gold Glove awards, or nine Gold Glove awards. So there you go.
Cool. All right, here's another name I recognize, which means that probably anybody in the world would.
Okay.
Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken, of course. Mr. The Iron Man, of course. Cal Ripken, the dad, Hall of Famer, Cal Ripken. No, Cal Ripken Jr. was the Iron Man, so Cal was the dad, so he was a little bit before him, just a legendary family of baseball studs.
Cal's 1,208th consecutive game in August of 89 gave him the third longest streak in baseball history.
Yeah, so that's Cal Ripken Jr.
This is the one born in 1960. It just says Cal Ripken. So if it is right. Jr., they left that off.
Was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007. So you're talking Iron Man. Is a 19-time All-Star and a 2-time AL MVP. Still holds a record for the most consecutive games played, I think it is.
How many?
Eight million.
We've only gotten through like seven, eight.
All right, let's do two more.
Okay.
And then we'll give people a break for those of you who are like, what are these guys doing? And the rest will return to at another time.
Should I keep going in order, or should I just kind of reach through and grab a random
whatever
one?
You want to do.
I'm sort of tempted. Who's this? Chuck Finley, left-handed pitcher, looks like for the Angels.
Yeah, I think a short-lived superstar, definitely not one of the guys that you're talking about as one of the greats of all time. But I can say right now that he is not a Hall of Fame. But Chuck Finley has been inducted into the Los Angeles, into the Angels Hall of Fame and the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, but not quite enough of a baseball career. He was also eligible for the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2008, but was not inducted.
According to this card, had something of a knack for avoiding homers from left-handed batters.
Yeah, had a short stint of being really, really good, and the rest of it was, you know, was all right. So,
and finally,
last but not least,
Jay Howell.
Jay,
right-handed relief pitcher for the Dodgers.
That might have, what year? See, I don't even.
Drafted in 76.
I'm surprised there's a name that I don't really recognize that much.
The Reds drafted him in 76. He was acquired by the Dodgers in trade in 87. He was born all the way back in 55, so he was one of the older players we've talked about, at least when these cards came out. Well, I suppose time is linear. Never mind. Pretend I didn't say that. He's one of the older players we've talked about.
He is a successful Major League Baseball relief pitcher. Relief is what he was known for.
And by far the shortest blurb here. Jay pitched scoreless inning in 1989 All-Star Game. They didn't even give him an article. They didn't even use the word the or a.
played for a lot of different teams. He was a member of the 1988 World Series champion LA Dodgers. So anytime you win a championship and you're a part of a team, that automatically escalates you, of course, a little bit. He ranks 79th on the Major League Baseball career saves list. Not good enough for the Hall of Fame.
79th, though, that's, I mean,
so
baseball
good.
Has been around in, you know, so many, well, a few forms. You got your dead ball and whatnot. I'm learning my history, folks. I'm trying.
Yeah, but the one thing that Major League Baseball has changed a lot, that not many people talk about is the fact that the closer is so much different now. It used to be that every team had the closer. And you'll find this out in your first year of our Thistle Fantasy Baseball League, which is Gray is going to be a part of. So if you like baseball, there will be some baseball fodder coming.
Please teach me about baseball. I have no idea summer. What's going on.
But you learn that it used to be you would draft a closer when you're in a fantasy baseball league. And like so-and-so would be the closer, Devin Williams or whatever. Now many teams do it by committee. They don't have the guy
gotcha.
Who has 50 saves in a season. They will rotate them. I would say maybe 5 to 10 teams have a guy that he's the closer. He's the man. Nowadays, if someone can throw that hard because they only have to throw 5 or 6 innings now in Major League Baseball, you don't go 9. They'll just have him pitch. They'll just have him be a regular pitcher. In the old days, the old Goose Gossages and stuff would come out, and they would throw 100 miles an hour for 20 pitches, and then they'd have to go lay down for an hour because they were exhausted. So it's changed. The relieving role has changed a lot.
Figure out how to install a water cooling system on a human shoulder or something like that, something to make it more efficient.
It's not a motion that was meant to be made naturally, that overhand throw.
That's a good way to put it. It's not a natural motion at all. The human body was not designed to
throw a baseball
at 100 miles an hour.
Well, not designed to throw a baseball, yeah. All right, Gray. Well, thank you for putting up with me and my obsession with these cards. There's more to come.
No, this is a fun way. Like I said, I have not ever... I started to like baseball or football when I was in high school and really took an interest in college, fell in love with football. I know how football works. I want to feel the same about baseball, but it's overwhelming. There's a lot to learn.
The snapped in half piece of baseball gum still exists. It's still in the studio, so we're not ruling out the possibility that someone may, through a weak moment, may decide to toss it in their mouth and see what happens.
We should encase it in acrylic to prevent exactly that.
It's 9:30 on Reality Radio.
Had a fender bender this winter? Don't worry, Wargott on Truck Center is here to help. Their expert body shop handles everything from insurance estimates to restoring your vehicle to like-new condition. Need a tow? They offer 24-hour towing and worry-free truck and auto repair. Plus, check out their great selection of quality, well-inspected vehicles on the lot. Let Warga Auto and Truck Center take care of all your automotive needs this winter. Find them Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries possible, especially around midday today. Our high right around 10 with wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight back down to 12 below zero tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 14 below zero.
Well, we promised you on Reality Radio we're going to delve into some events that are going on over the next few weeks. So let's skate through some of those a little bit here. Before we do that, your Super One Bakery, boy, they'll put together some good treats for you for Valentine's Day on Friday. Get on over to the Super One Bakery and check it out. Well, the shuffle, the Sheridan Snowshoe Shuffle is going on this Saturday, fun to say. It'll be a 10:30 start, and that happens again this Saturday. Costumes are encouraged if you want to take part in that, but this will be at the Sherman Town Hall is where they will kind of start with that. So some good snowshoe stuff going on this Saturday. The Rock Garden Tavern in Phillips is having bingo. They're doing that this Saturday. And that will start at 2 o'clock right on Highway 13. Any questions, call 339-7282. Also, this coming Friday, there's a memory cafe going on at the Phillips Community Center. The memory cafe, it provides a fun and comfortable environment for people with early stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain challenges and activities while socializing too. And that's going on this Friday, 10 a.m. at the Community Center, located on Avon Avenue in Phillips. Any questions on that? You can give them a call at the ADRC at 339-1052, 339-1052. Spring training baseball is coming up. We'll have some weekend games. We'll talk more about that. I think 22nd is the first game. Spring training baseball. This coming Sunday, Phillips Youth Wrestling, big open invitational tournament. That will be a hop and play Sunday. Those youth wrestling tournaments are loud. And and it's a lot of fun. A lot of parents will be bringing out the seat cushions for that. Speaking of seat cushions, toilet, that was a great transition and unintentional too, because there's toilet seat races going on Saturday in Glidden. The 14th annual Snow Bears of Glidden's toilet seat races are going on Saturday with a chili cook-off. Three different classes. There's tushy, there's extra tushy, and there's oh my gosh, that's really tush. No, actually, there's open, powder puff, and there's juniors. Those are the three. You believe me for a second, didn't you? Those are the three divisions. Healing Patriots is having a steak feed and dance this Saturday. They're doing it at the VFW in Glidden. There's music. There's food. It's $25 a ticket. Tickets are limited. Call Mr. Ader to get your tickets if you want them ahead of time at 663-0727. 663-0727. Also, there's a wild game feed going on Saturday the 22nd, and that event is, wild game the cooking demo also is going on with this wild game feed. This is any information, you can contact Tony at 820-2214 about the feed. We have a special speaker, the Bear Man is going to be a part of that. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to that. There's an indoor garage sale you might want to put on your calendar a week from Saturday, February 22nd from 8 to 2. This will be a free will donation. It'll be held at the Apostle Catholic Church Hall located in Catawba, Saturday, February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Up North Community Expo is back for another big year at the Hodag Dome. And we're going to be talking with folks involved with that, I believe, the next 2 weeks, I believe. They're going to be joining us to talk about that event. If you are a business from anywhere in the Northwoods and you're interested in being a part of it, they've got room for everybody there. And this is a great event. Give Rachel a call at 365-7464, 715-365-7464. And fundraiser takeout meal, put this on your calendar for Wednesday, February 26th. Country Cafe is doing a fundraiser meal for the St. Francis Catholic Church of Fifield. So that's, a couple other ones here. We have more, but they're a few weeks out. The ice skating show is coming. Michelle Smith will be in to talk about that here in a couple of weeks. That's coming the first weekend in March to the Rec Arena. And we have the Klaus Kroetke, in honor, memory of Klaus Kroetke. Klaus Kroetke, it is the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree on February 22nd out in the Flowage, based out of Donner's Bay. Put that on your calendar. And the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner also is coming up in March. And other events that people have sent us, we appreciate that. WCQM at civicmedia.us. You can drop off the flyer here at the radio station in Park Falls. Of course, the Legion in Park Falls, are 52-card progressive 50-50 raffles tonight. Doors open at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30. Tons of community events. Thank you, everyone, for letting us know about it. We're always happy to pass it along. We've got 940 McKay in the midday on the way. I'm headed over to Wheelway to tell you about some great savings on your next vehicle. I'll be at Wheelway a little after 10 this morning.
Smile, the charm, the words, the spark, everything you had it. Guess I had a naive heart, 'cause boy, I let you have it. You said I was your only, never thought you'd leave me lonely. You're just a lost chasing stars, and you're always gonna fly away just because you know.
Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was her. Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber on the water, hooking 'em and reeling 'em in.
98Q Country, Luke Combs. Hey, happy birthday to Patty Hepperly. Linda called in to wish you happy birthday, Patty. Hope you have a great day today. McKay in the Midday is all set to come your way. He is going to take over next, and I'm going to slide on down to Wheelway and tell you about all kinds of great deals and events going on there. A 98Q Country's Country Classic Time with Kevin Sharp.
That I'm glad you went away, but these four walls closing more every day, and I'm dying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Like a clown I put on a show, the pain is real even if nobody knows. And I'm crying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Why didn't I say the things I needed to say? How could I let my angel get away? Now my world is just a tumbling down. I can see it so clearly, but you're nowhere around. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad. I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me.
Country.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be in no show, lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights I come home fighting mad, like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me.
every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby,
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stocks are trading lower after an unexpected jump in inflation.
Overall prices rose 3% last month compared to January of 2024, slightly above the rate in December and exceeding analysts' expectations. Household food prices accounted for a large chunk of the increase, dragged higher by the cost of eggs as an avian flu outbreak forces the slaughter of millions of chickens.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, speaking with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group in Belgium, said that NATO protection for Ukraine is not realistic, as he called for an end to the war and also said that a return to pre-2014 borders would not be realistic. The United States preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnik to Russia as part of an exchange for American Mark Fogel. That's according to a U.S. official. Meanwhile, there are almost 150,000 power outages in Virginia.